us on that sofa, okay, Savage? Charlene?
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking about something else. Yes, it's on your desk.
Thank you.
You want to know what I was thinking about?
Oh, no, that's okay. You don't have to tell me.
Oh, I don't mind. I was thinking about the newlywed game. You know how lots of times they have people on who are real sickening? Well, last night, it was like the Olympics for repulsive couples. I mean, all the husbands said their wives snore with their mouths open, and two of them drool in their sleep. I mean, can you imagine if the man you were married to went on television and told all of America you drool in your sleep?
I really don't want to hear about this, okay?
Just make a conversation.
Yes, and you were just making conversation yesterday, weren't you? When you talked for an hour and 45 minutes about whether or not old movie stars should be doing commercials for bladder control.
Sorry about the time. We were halfway to school and Quint realized that he'd forgotten his metal detector for show and tell.
Metal detector?
Yeah, Ted got him one for Christmas. You know, he thought that Quint might enjoy, you know, looking for change under the bleachers at football games.
He's only seven. Isn't seven a little young to be prospecting?
Oh, well, I think so, but Ted thinks it's great. Mm. He's just teaching to be as materialistic as he is.
Hey, Joe, all kids go through that stage. For some reason, money just takes on a special significance when you have to put it in a little bank on top of your dresser.
A little bank? Are you kidding? Quint's got savings bonds and stock certificates that Ted's given him. I'm the one with the piggy bank. Actually, it's not a pig. It's Garfield. It's the real big one, though. I mean, you can really get a whole lot of silver dollars in there, but, you know, I don't find them nearly as easy as that. What?
Nothing. I was just wondering how Charlene got possession of your brain.
What happened to me at the vet's this morning.
Did you have that pig with you?
Yes.
And my guess is you were asked to leave. Suzanne, I just cannot believe that you keep driving around Atlanta in a Mercedes convertible with that big pig up next to you.
Well, Julia, I didn't ask Consuela's family to give her to me for Christmas, but I'm not about to have her slaughtered. Now I'm genuinely fond of her, so that's all I want to hear about it, okay? Y'all mind if I give her this peanut brittle?
Well, actually, I was going to have that for breakfast.
Oh, well, then I won't.
Oh, no, 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 that's all right, really. For some reason, I don't like to eat stuff after an animal has licked it.
Suzanne, you shouldn't give a pet fattening food like that. It'll shorten their life expectancy.
Oh, I know, Charlene, but I don't think that applies to Noelle. You know, pigs don't live very long, so that's why I like to give her all the material pleasures I can.
You really relate to her, don't you?
What do you mean?
I mean, you know, you're sort of like that. You know how you want everything right now? I bet you think of yourself as a big pig here on Earth only for a short time, don't you?
No, I don't.
Well, I'm sorry. It was just a thought.
Well, anyway, as I was saying, there I was sitting in the waiting room at the vet's, you know, waiting for Noelle to get her shot, when in walks Biddy Stonecipher with her cockapoo.
Who's Biddy Stonecipher?
Oh, this big snob, I know. Well, we started talking, and she said she's been meaning to call me to see if we, you know, meaning me and Julia, would be interested in applying for membership at the incredibly elite, bona fide, blue blood Beaumont Driving Club.
Oh, isn't that nice?
Nice! Oh, you gotta be kidding, Charlene. It's more than nice.
Okay. Isn't that more than nice?
Do you know what the Beaumont Driving Club is?
Yes, Suzanne, we know. It's the oldest, most exclusive club in Atlanta. We might not get out much, but we do have a guide to the city.
Anyway, how exclusive can a driving club be? I mean, everybody drives.
Charlene, it has nothing to do with driving. It's just a holdover from the old horse and buggy days, okay? Well, you know, when she asked me, I just about died. And right at that exact moment, they bring Noelle out. Well, I mean, I love Noelle. But I don't exactly want Biddy Stonecipher knowing I have a pig for a pet, you know? So I just said, well, I'm sorry. There must be some mistake. I mean, my dog is fat, but she's certainly not a pig.
Very clever.
I thought so. But you should have seen the look Noelle gave me. I mean, it was like, I cannot believe that you are standing there acting like you don't even know me. Like that.
Well, it's a darling story. Is that it?
Oh, Julia. Aren't you even a little bit excited? I mean, usually you have to be born or married into Beaumont, but since a lot of the older members have died, well, Biddy and Sissy Davis and Muffin Farenholt have agreed to sponsor us. Can you believe it?
No, I can't. And I'm not interested either.
Oh, Judy, now how can you say that? Don't you remember how we loved it when Mother used to take us there?
Oh, so your mother belonged?
No, but two of her husbands did. You see, when there's a divorce, the wife loses her membership.
Well, that doesn't seem very fair.
Well, that's the kind of club it is. They're still in the Dark Ages. No Jews, no blacks.
Now, they don't say no blacks.
They don't have to. They have lawn jockeys on the patio.
Why do you always have to be this way? It'll take 10 minutes to fill out the application.
Suzanne, I am not filling out any application.
That's okay. You don't have to. I'll fill it out for you. Well, I mean, it has to be you, too. They made that very plain. Mm. Oh, Anthony, thank goodness you're here. Listen, did you get my money back on that Dior suit?
No, I did not. They gave you a credit.
A credit? I told you I don't want a credit. I need cash. Otherwise, I wouldn't have been shopping at designer markdowns to begin with.
Suzanne, they said they don't give cash refunds.
I don't care what they said. Now, you march right back down there and you tell them I need that money for milk for my babies.
Okay, but why do I have to march?
Suzanne, milk money for babies? Isn't that kind of tacky?
Oh, okay, tell them I have to buy jewelry for my children.
Suzanne, forgive me, but it is a big warehouse, and I find Vinny at the return desk rather impersonal. I just don't think he's gonna care.
Anthony, don't argue with me. I need that money now for a new ball gown.
New ball gown? Who's having a ball?
You know, the Beaumont Driving Club. That was at that big Valentine's cotillion. Oh, and Anthony, take Noelle home, would you? I think she's getting tired.
Oh, sure. You want me to escort your pig home? Well, I'd be happy to. Is there anything else?
Like what?
Oh, I don't know. Perhaps you'd care to hear something on the harmonica?
Oh, Julia and I are just so honored that you all could find the time to come over here today.
Well, we're the new membership committee. That's our job.
Excuse me, Buffy.
Muffy. I know that that's a cliched rich person's name. But in my case, it's valid. My grandmother was a muffin, my mother was a muffin, and I'm a muffin, too.
Uh-huh. Well, I, for one, just want to say that I think Suzanne and Julia Sugarbaker are two of the most interesting, vital women in Atlanta, and just the sort of people we're looking for to bring new blood into Beaumont.
Well, actually, see, I'm just sitting in here at Suzanne's request.
Oh, Sissy? Thank you so much for being so perceptive.
Of course, when Sissy says new blood, what she really means is new blue blood.
What Delphine means is, it would help if you all had one or two nifty ancestors.
Well, don't sweat the small stuff. For example, my great-grandfather Baldwin was a bisexual Yankee double agent. He swung both north and south. He later married a Jewess named Falkenkrantz and fathered a black child by his own daughter's wet nurse before going insane.
Oh, Billy, you're terrible.
Well, how did you get into Beaumont?
Well, that crazy double agent quickly became an eccentric Confederate spy married to a German baroness named Falk with a penchant for relocating orphans of the high yellow persuasion from the East Indies. See, all it takes is a little imagination and a grandmother with a knack for rewriting history.
Well, I'm afraid Billy exaggerates. Anyway, take a couple of weeks to work on these applications.
Oh, I'll just be filling out Julia's application for her. You know, she's just so busy.
And then, of course, there's also the little matter of the annual dues. I trust that won't be a problem.
Oh, well, no. I mean, not when you consider what all you're getting, and when you think that Beaumont is where my daughter someday will be coming out.
At these prices, I think she should get to do a little more than just come out.
Like what?
Like burst through a hoop of fire on Nancy Reagan's shoulders.
Oh, Julia, you crazy cut up.
Suzanne, you are not gonna leave with that pig of yours, dear.
Oh, Anthony. I don't believe you've met Julia's and my guests.
Oh, hello. Excuse me for intruding, but this is important.
Anthony.
Consuela wasn't home, so I had to take Noelle with me to designer markdowns. And incidentally, they're still saying no to your refund. Anyway, the minute that she saw these pigskin boots that they had on display, I don't know, they must have been male pigs before they were boots, because she went absolutely hog wild crazy. I mean, she was all over them. I had to pay for two pairs.
Oh, excuse me. I'd like to introduce you to our friends from the Beaumont Driving Club.
You must be kidding. I was a busboy at the Beaumont before my unfortunate incarceration.
I thought you looked familiar.
Hello, everyone. This is Anthony Bouvier. He's just one of Sugar Baker's many delivery men.
Right. Well, I guess I better be getting out to the truck and help the other guys load up.
Bouvier. Bouvier, you wouldn't be any relation to Jacqueline Bouvier Kennedy, would you?
Oh, Billy, you're terrible.
Well, yes. As a matter of fact, I am. She's my sister. But we had this huge falling out over some land that Dad left us. Now, that was not long after Jack got into the White House and I was still in grade school. But then, after she married Onassis, he and I became very close. Ari was such a great guy. We played a lot of golf together on Scorpios. Since he died, I haven't seen much of her, though, except for those odd social occasions like Caroline and Edwin Schlossberg's wedding. Oh, a wonderful fella. Very high intensity. And he has this fabulous barn in the Berkshires. Well, I'll tell Jackie that you asked about her. She will be so pleased to know that common people still care.
I don't get why it's so important for you to belong to this club.
Well, I don't expect you to understand. I mean, you grew up in a little town where they didn't even have a country club.
Well, that just goes to show how much you know. We had a country club.
You did?
We certainly did. It was a very nice one, too. It had originally been Doogie's Motor Court. But they just changed the parking lot into a putting green and the bridal suite into the clubhouse hospitality room.
I see. So, you were a deb at Doogie's.
No, I wasn't a deb. But I'll never forget. They left the bidet from the bridal suite in the hospitality room bathroom. And on the night of our graduation, this big dumb jock, Clarence Biggers, comes out of the bathroom with the whole front of his pants covered in water. And he says, "Hey, don't anybody use that toilet in there. There's something wrong with it."
So, what's your point?
I don't know. I don't have a point. It's all Charlene's fault, too. I used to have points before I started working here.
Her point, Suzanne, is that you think only big cities have society. But the truth is, you can always find somebody who's trying to snub somebody else. I don't care how small the town is, anywhere in America.
Oh, so you're telling me you had debutantes in Poplar Bluff, too?
Well, as a matter of fact, we did. I mean, they didn't have coming out parties or anything.
What did they have?
Well, you know, it wasn't any one event. You know, basically, you were a debutante if you weren't a car hop at A&W.
Well, no offense, Charlene, but I don't think not being a car hop entitles you to put yourself on the National Social Register.
Well, I'm not trying to put myself on anything. Anyway, I was a car hop.
Well, that sure would have put you on the social register in my neighborhood. I mean, where I grew up, a debutante was any girl who wasn't on penicillin.
Some loading up to do in the van.
Well, yes, as a matter of fact, I do, Suzanne. I just finished hosing it down, and now I just be hanging up this little packet of pig deodorizer. So if you ladies will excuse me.
Well, I, for one, agree with Mary Jo and Charlene.
About what?
I don't know. Everything. I'm not against all private clubs, but when their main purpose seems to be making everyone else feel inadequate, then what's the point?
Julia, you aren't going to ruin this for me, are you?
Suzanne, I just don't understand why you can't join by yourself.
Well, I don't know, but they're real funny about that. They just keep saying it has to be you too. Oh, please say yes. You won't have to do anything, and I'll even help you pay the dues.
Sure you will. Are you forgetting that your accountant has absconded with all your savings?
Well, are you forgetting all that money I won in Atlantic City? I mean, we can use part of that. You know what? I think that's why I won all that money. It was an omen. Because I was meant to be a member of Beaumont. Yes, sir. 1988's definitely looking up. I suppose you're wondering why we invited you here today and not Suzanne.
Well, yes, I have to admit that I'm a bit curious.
Well, we just wanted to have a chance to chat with you alone. Not that we don't adore Suzanne.
That's right. We want you to understand that right up front. We all like Suzanne very, very much.
Gee, I'm getting the feeling I'm about to get some bad news.
No, you're about to get some good news. And you should know we don't usually accept widows, but we are going to make an exception in your case because we all agree that you have the kind of reputation and style that fits right in with what we have here.
Welcome to Beaumont. Your application's been approved.
I don't understand. What about Suzanne?
I'm sorry. She didn't make the cut.
She didn't make the cut? But that's impossible. Suzanne's the one who wanted this more than anything.
Now, Julia, I know you and Suzanne are sisters, but we hope you'll be big enough not to take this in a personal way.
I'm sorry, I'm not that big. And I think rejecting my sister is real personal.
Oh, dear, it's nothing to get all huffy about. Susanna's a lovely girl, but she's, you know, all those beauty titles, all those divorces. And she's just a little too eager to be here. She's just not Beaumont.
Actually, you know, you couldn't be more wrong. Suzanne is probably the only young person in Atlanta who truly does fit in here, at least to what you all started out to be. You see, she still believes in the old South, romance and pride and tradition. It's been a long time since I've been in this room. Our mother used to bring us here for lunch. I always loved the smell of old fruit wood and starched tablecloths.
Well, you could be part of all this again.
No, I don't think so. It wouldn't be right. See, I'm not as impressed by you all as Suzanne is. To me, you're no more relevant than wire corsets. Suzanne could have been the most beautiful feather in your cap. Too bad.
Oh, come on, Julia. There's no point in going off half-cocked. Think it over. I think you'll find out you fit in very nicely here.
No, I really don't think so, Delphine. See, it takes 6 or 7 generations to turn out people like you, and quite frankly, I just haven't got the time. Anyway, it would probably be in violation of the rules.
What rules?
Oh, you know the ones. No blacks, no Jews, no big mouth broads. You people really should be more careful. I almost got by you. Thanks for the sherry.
Driving club, didn't you? They made the decision.
Oh, well, yeah, sort of.
Oh, I just knew it was going to be the day. Well, come on. Don't keep me in suspense. Just tell me.
Well, all right, Suzanne. I know this is going to make you very angry. But I just started leafing through their silly old bylaws this afternoon, and there was just so much hidden discrimination. Well, you know me. I just got in the car and drove over there and got into this huge fight, and they ended up tearing up our applications.
Oh, Julia, come on. Tell me you're joking, right?
No, I'm not. I just had to do what I thought was right.
I can't believe this is happening.
Oh, believe me, it happened. I was there.
You were there?
Oh, well, actually, I was here, but I heard about it.
That's right. We all did. It was a terrible fight.
Well, who did you fight with?
Oh, you name it. Bitty, sissy, muffy, tuffy, all of them.
And they just tore up our applications? I mean, just like that?
Just like that. I hope you can forgive me.
Forgive you? Julia, I don't think I have ever been as angry with you as I am right now at this moment. Besides, why'd they have to tear up my application for, too?
I guess because we were sisters. I'm sorry.
Yes, well, for the first time in my life, I'm sorry we're sisters, too.
Betty, what are you doing here?
May we come in?
Oh, sure. Come on in. I'm just having a TV dinner, you know, maid's day off.
So, she really does belong to you.
Yeah. I guess you could say I got a temporary case of amnesia at the vet's. Just forgot who my pig was. Suzanne, we just stopped by to say no hard feelings.
Oh, sure. I understand. I mean, that's just Julia, you know? I mean, she does that. She rubs people the wrong way sometimes. But, well, she's my sister, and I love her. Besides, what am I going to do? Disown her?
Disown her? Why would you want to do that? You should have heard the way she was taking up for you today.
What do you mean?
I mean, when we gave her an invitation and not you, she told us what we could do with it.
Wait a minute. Julia turned you down because I didn't get an invitation?
Yeah. But we wanted you to know that we voted for you.
That's right. We hope you're not mad at us.
Suzanne, what are you doing here?
I just stopped by. What are you doing downstairs?
Just going through some receipts for taxes.
Do you have a minute?
Well, sure. Sit down.
I want to apologize again for fouling things up.
Julia.
What?
Biddy and Sissy came by to see me, and I know what happened.
Why would they want to do something like that?
I don't know. I guess they didn't want me to be mad at them, but I don't care about them anyway. Right now, I'm much more interested in my sister.
What about her?
Well, I guess the real question is, can she forgive me?
It's done.
Just like that?
Just like that.
God knows I don't deserve the way you look out for me.
No, I don't think God knows that at all. I think that's what God made big sisters for.
Listen, you got something to eat? I'm starving.
Have I got something to eat? We have got so much good stuff to eat. We've got banana bread and peanut butter and almond roca. If you would just care to step into the incredibly elite, bona fide, blue blood Sugar Baker kitchen. It has elegance and panache and style, but nevertheless, it is not so stuffy. A girl wouldn't feel comfortable bringing her pig here.